from WAWG. It's Carol's Celebrity Scoop.
Doug Lewis, my Hollywood connection. Is it still hot out there? What's your weather like?
No, it's not too bad, Carol. Last week, you know, we pretty much sweated off pounds, but this week is back to normal. Okay. Back to your usual California 70s, mid-70s.
Oh.
So we're happy.
Yeah, I bet you are. You're not having to deal with hurricanes and all of that stuff, and you're just dealing with a whole bunch of celebrity drama. And it looks like Mel B, I love Mel B on America's Got Talent. She's one of the judges, and she and Simon Cowell are constantly going at each other. And sometimes it's over her nasty divorce. I think it's gotten worse.
It has gotten worse, Carol. We got a story this morning that she is actually being investigated for witness tampering.
Whoa, that's not a good thing at all.
That is not a good thing. You know, she's divorcing Stephen Belafonte, which he has the Harry Belafonte relatives and, mm-hmm. and all that stuff. So, you know, that's out in the public. But she has this friend who was a rapper named Sia, and she was friends with both Stephen and her. And supposedly, Mel has sent her all these texts threatening her that if she testifies against her, she's going to be in big trouble. And she took them right to the police, and the police have just this morning opened up an investigation, and she might be in some really, really big trouble.
You know, all of this stuff with social media and texting and everything, it can certainly come around to make you regret what you say when you text it out, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I love her. You know, I watch the show. It's filmed right there at where the Oscars are at the Dolby Theater here in Hollywood. And, you know, I've seen a lot of the people walking around. And it's a really good show. And mm-hmm. she's funny. You know, you're right. Her and Simon have this great little chemistry. And I love the way she changes her hair like every other day. She looks so good. But, you know, she was accusing Stephen of physically abusing her. And this friend rapper, she's saying that it never happened and she knew both of them. And it's getting kind of bad. I mean, the police are involved. And, you know, I hope we get to see her the rest of the show because it's going to end up here at the end of September. And I hope she stays on. This is pretty bad.
That is pretty serious. Anytime you have witness tampering or anything like that, you know, obviously you and I probably don't know the whole story that's going on here. But I can only imagine just like a couple of girlfriends who get in a little spat and she was like, well, you better not do this and all of that. That's what I'm going to choose to think on this. And my question is, the mutual friend, how does she know what really goes on behind closed doors? So I don't even know that she could have really been that good of a witness. I mean, you know, Mel B's people could certainly argue, well, you weren't with them 24/7, so I don't know.
Well, here's the thing, Carol. Now, they've been accused of having some other people in the bedroom, and this girl says that, you know, she was there, and the Mel B calls all the shots. So, you know, this thing is getting juicier and juicier every day, so we'll see what goes on.
I know. A movie is in the works for a lifetime, I'm sure, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, let's shift gears. We got something really cool going on tonight with the Hurricane Relief Telethon. Bunch of stars.
Oh, man, there's more than 60 stars in this. And, you know, God bless the people of Houston and the whole state of Florida. And that's going to happen tonight at around 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. Over on your side. And we've got people that, you know, we've got Oprah, George Clooney, Beyonce. We've got Julia Roberts, Miranda Lambert, George Strait, Chris Stapleton, Tom Hanks. I mean, there are tons of people, Ellen and Ryan Seacrest, and it's going to go in actually four cities. We're going to have one in New York, and that's going to be hosted by Michael Strahan from the used to be the Kelly Ripa show.
Right.
Los Angeles is going to be hosted by Jamie Foxx.
Uh-huh.
And then in Nashville, Blake and Reese Witherspoon are going to host that one. And then at the very end, they're going to have George Strait from San Antonio because they got affected a little bit from the flood and the waters from Harvey. So it's going to be a really good telethon. I hope everybody watches and hope everybody can give a little bit of money to help these people out because it is such a disaster.
It truly is. Just in the billions and billions of dollars. And now with two hurricanes, it's just unbelievable how much recovery and cleanup and everything is going to have to go on. Not to mention the loss of life that these two hurricanes have affected our country with. So yeah, that's at 8 o'clock tonight. Just about every major network. I think it's like about 17 different networks are on board with this.
Yeah.
Carrot. So yeah.
Absolutely. 17 networks are going to show this. So it's going to be a really big thing. I hope everybody gets to watch.
All right. So get us up to date on American Idol. We always kind of joke about that and who the judges are going to be and all of that. And American Idol's kind of out of money now. So what do we know and what are we looking at?
Oh my God, Carol! You know, it seems like we talk about American Idol a lot, which is good because you know we're still waiting to be on it.
That's right.
So they had a $40 million cap. Okay, Katie already got 25. Ryan got close to 15. That leaves pretty much nothing left. So the producers, and this made me laugh when it came across the desk the other day. The producers are offering Disney perks, and they're telling the judges this could be a big payday for you coming soon. So they're offering production deals, licensing, merchandising deals. I mean, example, it's really funny. Like out here, they've got the Disney Hollywood Studio that features rock and roll coaster starring Aerosmith.
Okay.
So that's what they have out here. And they're going to say, hey, we can add more names. It could be Aerosmith and Rod Stewart. It could be Aerosmith and, you know, anybody you want. So, I mean, it is such a funny thing that now they're just going to the Disney perks. You know, I don't know. It's, you know, what are they going to have next? Space Mountain starring Luke Bryan? You know, they are running out of money, and they did it to themselves. So, you know, I don't even know if Luke's going to sign on now unless he wants to, you know, ride Space Mountain for free for the rest of his life. But it's pretty sad.
Oh, my goodness. So Luke Bryan never actually did agree to the deal then. He backed down.
Well, he hasn't signed, and, you know, it's still up in the air. We just got word about the Disney perks. So, I mean, they've spent all their money. You know, Katy Perry really sunk that ship, I really believe, with the $25 million.
She may have. Now, do you think she would ever come back and say, hey, guys, I don't have to make this much. Let's get some good judges in here.
You know, I don't see what we hope she would, because she's getting ready to go on tour with her new album.
And, right.
You know, she's got the money and going to make the good money. So I hope she does and says, hey, let me spread a little bit of my wealth. You know, let's bring somebody on good. And I'll give them some of mine. You know, that's what I would do.
I think so. But, you know, in the meantime, maybe you and I should just go and apply and say, okay, we want our own ride at Disney World. We're in.
Yeah, absolutely. We can do It's a Small Danville World.
That's right.
You know? And you and I could say, you know, he's in California, I'm in Virginia, and we could just do the whole thing.
That's right. Yeah, we cover both coasts, so yes, we've got it.
Exactly.
And we work for cheap. Yeah.
Yeah, we are cheap and cover both coasts. That's our tagline. That's our tagline.
Doug, thank you so much. Jason Douglas on social media. You can follow him. He's absolutely hysterical. We appreciate you taking time out every Tuesday morning to give us a call and getting us up to speed on that crazy world of Hollywood. Have a good week, and we look forward to talking to you next week, Doug.
All right, Carol. Always good to talk to you.